Well, there have been a lot of headlines this week about the MESSENGER spacecraft, which has become the first probe ever to be launched into orbit around the planet Mercury. Now, this is actually quite a historic milestone in our exploration of the solar system, because this is the first time that we have actually had a spacecraft in orbit about Mercury able to image the whole of its surface. Now, it's about 30 years since the Voyager spacecraft first visited the outer planets of the solar system, and over those three decades, our understanding of the planets of the solar system has really increased, but Mercury has always remained a slightly elusive planet. We didn't actually even have a map of more than half of its surface until MESSENGER first flew past a couple of years ago. And the reason why Mercury has been so elusive is that it's actually quite difficult to put a spacecraft into orbit around it. And that's because it's so close to the Sun. And if you're launching a probe from the Earth, it has to swoop down through the solar system to get to Mercury. And it's travelling incredibly fast when it gets there. It's like a ball rolling down a hill, going faster and faster. And if you want to go into orbit, you have to be moving slowly enough that you can be gravitationally captured by the planet. So up until now, only one spacecraft has ever been there. That was Mariner 10 back in 1974. But we have a lot to learn about Mercury. It's one of the four rocky planets, and we think these four rocky planets all started from a fairly similar starting point, but seem to have evolved in very different directions. We know that the Earth, obviously, seems to be an ideal place for life to develop. Mars seems to be similar, but because it has no magnetic field and a very thin atmosphere, its surface is bathed in solar ultraviolet and ionising radiation, and that makes it difficult for complex chemistry that you need for life, and so that's possibly why we haven't found life on Mars. Venus, we know, has a very thick atmosphere of carbon dioxide that's led to a runaway greenhouse effect and means its surface is at a temperature of about 480 degrees and really far too hot for us to imagine life being there. But Mercury is the elusive planet because it actually has a very strong magnetic field. Its surface is not as harsh as it might be. It's hot because it's close to the Sun, but it's not so hot or so harsh. And we would like to understand where that magnetic field is coming from and about the rocks of Mercury. And it's hopefully in the next few years, as MESSENGER returns more detailed maps of the surface, that we'll really start to understand this enigmatic planet.
So it's achieved orbit around Mercury, which is a feat in itself, but what's it going to do now? Is it purely mapping the surface, or is it taking other readings as well?
It's looking at maps of the topology of the surface and also at the chemistry and the geophysics. So looking at whether you have volcanoes and so forth on the surface, and that will help us to understand what this planet is made of. We think it possibly had quite a violent history because we think it must have quite a large iron core at its centre to give it its magnetic field. And that would suggest maybe it's an Earth-like planet which has lost most of its mantle of rock and is just the iron core at the centre that's left.
Well, thank you very much. We'll look forward to hearing a bit more about it.